You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Veil with your medium, Shelly Seanwald.
Shelly Seanwald.
Live from yourmedium.ca.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Veil
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to Beyond the Veil. I'm your host, Shelly Seanwald, an evidential medium supporting those moving through grief and loss. If you've been missing someone, wondering if they're still close, still aware of you, you're not alone. On the show, you'll hear live readings, live moments of connection, bringing forward messages from loved ones in spirit. These are conversations that are filled with love, validation, and healing, because those bonds don't end. I offer private readings worldwide, and you can learn more at my website, www.yourmedium.ca. Now stay with me. The space is here to remind you that your loved ones are never truly gone. And they are indeed always with us, whether we realize that or not. And sometimes we feel their presence a lot closer than others. And often what that comes down to is that we are going through some really tough situations, and they're giving us the opportunity to pay full attention to what is happening in our world. It can be a little disconcerting for those of us who feel that strong connection, and then suddenly it's like they're taking a step back, but they're really not. They are very close to you and they are with you, but it just is that moment in time that you need to have that very human experience. Now, they will still give you that guidance and love, but it may just not be that real wow moments where they're yelling in your ear or something like that. Usually when they're yelling in your ear, it's not a good thing. You're about to do something really, really bad. I've been there. I know those moments. But they will always be with you in these times. And sometimes it's nice to just go and have a reading with someone and be able to have that conversation. Whereas when you're having the conversation yourself with your loved one, if you're able to do that connection, it's nice to have that impartial voice, that time where you can still have that face-to-face with someone. It's not your loved one, but you know they're there. The evidence is there, and you're having that conversation. The person is bringing forward the messages, the things that your loved one would say. And we all know those things too. You know, when your loved one is speaking to you, you know when it's them, what they say, their voices. So we're going to take a caller now, and let's see who we have here. We have Leslie in Holly Springs. Leslie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Shelly.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good, good. So what brings you to my show today?
Yeah, reading.
Yeah, all right. General enough. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, yes. There, I had my second interview today for a position in Texas.
Oh, okay. Because while I'm sitting here, there's a man coming in spirit for you. And now this man is close to you. It's like a father grandfather link. Do you have a father, a grandfather?
My father. My father, my late father, he's buried in Meadville, downstate.
Okay, because you know what? You two remind me of each other. Your voice, your essence, and him. Are you two a lot alike?
Somewhat.
Your speech.
Yes, yeah, the speech.
Okay. Because he's saying, sounds just like me. Sounds just like me. And this man was, what he's telling me is he was actually quite, he really wanted you kids to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, sometimes I went a little overboard.
Yes.
Okay. And he wants to say it. He's sorry about that. He's sorry that sometimes he was a little bit tough. But he's coming in because he does want to talk to you about this position, because you're quite excited about this change.
Yes. Yes.
Money's better. You're excited about the location, mm-hmm. a new adventure.
Yes.
And now this also feels like a step up for you too. This isn't just a lateral move. There's promise of good things for you.
Yes, there is. And it's in Fort Worth, Texas. I should be hearing something before the end of this week or the start of next week.
Ah, yay. Okay. Now, he's giving you encouragement to make the move with this. This mm-hmm. feels very good. What else is he giving you with that one? You're interviewing for more than one position though, aren't you?
Yes. Because I've been doing a lot of interviewing
year. Bit of fatigue. But this one feels, he's saying this has gotten closer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And this position that you're interviewing with, this is kind of, he's saying to me that this is further than you've gotten in the process before, it feels like, with a company.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Now I see you on site there in Fort mm-hmm. Worth.
Yeah. This position. Yes. Yeah. Cause I'm currently an academic advisor right now at my current employer.
Okay, but I see you touring there. Did you go there physically or was this a phone interview? Because I see you there. I'm trying to figure out, is this now or?
Yeah, this is my second interview and I couldn't go physically. So we made the decision to pivot to Zoom this afternoon.
Okay, you're going to be on site there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like physically going there. So I do see that. You're making plans. You will be making plans.
Yes. So
this move feels good. And I feel like there's boxes packing around you.
Yes. Yeah. And I got totes.
Oh yeah. You're ready to go. Yeah. But it feels, yeah. Because you have not started the pack yet.
No.
You're going to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about this place? In general, the location that you're going to, this feels more settled for you. This is very exciting because it just... Where you're at right now, it feels like you need a change. You need to get out of there.
I do need to change the scenery because there are problems right now with the college, especially in the leadership, people being let go.
Yeah, it feels time to move on, and not just in the job, but it's just overall, this is time for a new adventure for you and to move to someplace new, because there's lots to explore there for you. It feels like this is not just a job that you're going to, it's a whole new lifestyle for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And a whole new change of scenery, being back in the big city and being close to DFW International Airport.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this feels very good for you. This feels like a good move. Now, he's just Your dad just said to me, this will be, it's whirlwind. When you finally get to moving, it's just gonna be like, okay, I gotta go now. So it's going to be a pile of work in a short period of time to get everything done. And it almost feels like there's a couple trips that will have to be made just to kind of tie up loose ends where you are. But he's very excited for you. He's very happy that you're making the change, because what he's saying is he could see how hard this was on you, where you're at, that it was draining you. And he's saying that you weren't being as social and you weren't being as, you know, active outside in your life because the stress of this place.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just want to go sit in the quiet in the dark because, you know, you're drained from your day and you weren't enjoying it anymore anyways.
No, I enjoyed it my first 2 or 3 years, but in the past year, it hasn't been.
Yeah, it's been very hard. It's been very draining, very hard. And he's giving you that encouragement to go. My gosh, where you're at is just, it's more family oriented and orient where you're going to be though too.
Yeah.
Because I see families in and around there. It's. And what I'm seeing is a lovely, sunny place to be, right? It's just, feels like there's just an opening up. There's a warmth. Of course, we know that Fort Worth, Texas is pretty darn warm, but also just the environment and the people in and around there. There's going to be that desire to be out and be in the environment versus just being exhausted and wanting to go home and just not deal with anybody anymore. You know, when you get so stressed out or when you're in a position where you just don't enjoy it anymore, you just want to go kind of hide away. It feels like that's ending for you as well. Feels like you're going to buy a house down there.
Yes. Yes. Or have a living or be a living boyfriend to someone.
You know, it feels like there's a house on the horizon there for you.
Yes.
But the area, what I'm seeing too, is very nice. You're gonna be somewhere that's really nice.
Yeah.
So it looks good, Leslie. Looks good. May I leave that with you?
And hopefully there'll be a phone call from this potential employer maybe tomorrow, Friday, no later than Monday.
Yeah, you're going to hear from them soon.
Send the thank you email.
Yes, do that. Do that. All right. Have a good night, Leslie, and I wish you well in your new endeavors.
Thank you, Shelley.
You're welcome. Well, thank you, everyone, for being here today. If you're moving through grief or seeking connection or just need some guidance on what's going on in life, know that support is always available. I do offer readings globally, and details are on my website, www.yourmedium.ca. Until next time, take care of yourself.